absolute truth means the truth is unchangeable, the truth is undeniable, and the truth has always been the truth. Jesus said he was the truth in John chapter 14. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I think that's very wise for us to behoove that passage and say, he is truth. So if Jesus said it, it is true. If Jesus did it, it is true. Again, that's not blind faith. That's not doormat faith. That's faith to understand what truth is. There are certain things in the world that are absolute truth, like life and like death. And while some may say, well, I perceive life from a different angle than you do, and I perceive death from a different perspective than you do, life still happens, and death still happens. Women don't get pregnant without sexual interaction, because that's how life is formed within their wombs. People do not resurrect from the dead without the power of God, because the natural course of man is to die mortally. In other words, the cessation of metabolic activity takes place within their mortal body, and they die. They're done. If you can't get air in your lungs for 30, 40 minutes, you're going to die. If you do not eat food for a period of 60 to 80 days, you will probably die. And if you don't drink water within a period of 4 to 6 days, you will probably die. There are certain things, I say when I use the word probably, please understand that the variables could be, in the sense of 4 to 6 days, could be 10. But I mean, you are going to die if you do not drink water. You are going to die if you do not eat food. You are going to die if you'll be exposed to certain elements. And you will give birth if you participate in certain activities. Women know this. And that's why the birth of Christ, the virgin birth of Christ, as we believe it and as it's accounted to us in two of the Gospels, we know to be a miracle, because that doesn't happen. Now, the opposite of a right is a wrong, and the opposite of a truth is a falsehood. And that is the problem. We don't want to accept truth because we don't want to accept the falseness of it. We don't want to accept the right way to do things because we want to do them the wrong way. And so if there are no absolutes, then right for you may not be right for me. Wrong for you may not be wrong for me because of my circumstances, because of my situation, because of the culture I live in, because of the subculture I'm adhered to, whatever that is. And so how do we dance around that? Well, we dance around that with the philosophy blanket of tolerance. I'll tolerate you in your perspectives if you tolerate me in mine. I'll tolerate your truth if you tolerate my truth. Well, that sounds very good. It sounds like it'll work. I remember even before I was living my life for Jesus Christ, I would tell people that I was a Christian, but I'm not going to inflict that on you. I'm not going to make you do that. I'm not going to tell you you have to be one. In fact, I would probably hang out with people who I knew weren't Christians, because I felt that that was my way of being less obnoxious. And when I found out what the truth of Jesus Christ really was, I realized I had to stand for the truth no matter what. I had to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ no matter what. And there is a devil who is false and who is a liar.